There is a significant body of academic studies that demonstrate that when we have a harsh winter, more people do move to warmer climates. Harsh weather being defined in terms of both snow and cold. And when we have the combination of those things and long duration of the winter, it really has a much more magnified effect. That's what the academic studies indicate.
So not only do more people come to visit after a particularly rough winter, but more people come to stay?
Yes. And the other thing that supports this is the economy's gotten a lot better. In recessions, people can't make as many trips and people can't sell their homes and can't find jobs, so they tend not to move no matter how bad the weather is. When the weather is bad and the economy is good, that's the combination that generates the most moves.
So what do the numbers about the moves say? Can you break down those numbers for us?
Sure. Last year, approximately 15% of all Americans moved. Most of those moves, 67% of the moves, were within the county. So people moved from house to house within their same county. Roughly 33% were across county lines. Of that, approximately 13% were more than 200 miles. So that would suggest that about 13% of all the people who moved to different states. So there's a lot of moving around. But the movement to different states is what we care most about in terms of the effect on Florida's economy.
Now, how does Florida figure into this picture? And is there movement both ways, a lot of into and out of Florida?
There's a lot of moving around. If you look, say, at New York, New York provides the highest number of net migrants into Florida, 25,000 on a net basis. But 50,000 moved in, and 50,000 Floridians in 2013 moved to New York. So there's a lot of movement, but on net, New York provides the most, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, then the Midwestern states, as you would expect.
Does this data offer any information on the number of people that move here for retirement?
No, surprisingly not. Either the census didn't ask, that is one of the questions explicitly, or people didn't volunteer it. But we know from other studies that approximately 15% of all the people who turn 65 and over move. Of those, about 11% of that 15% moved to Florida. So there is a significant amount of retirement movement, and it's very correlated with bad weather and good economy.
Is there usually a time lag between, say, a harsh winter and a spike in migrations to Florida? Do people customarily take the time to wrap up their lives wherever they are, or do they just say, I've had it, I'm out of here, and jump into the moving truck?
Well, I'm sure there's a few that jump into the moving truck, but the vast majority of people do wrap up their lives. They have to sell their house, they have to find a place in Florida, and they have to move in. And those who are coming for a work would have to find a job. That takes the typical person 6 to 9 months. So we will see the effects of this winter season beginning, say, in November and December of this year, running into 2015.
You mentioned that there were economic factors as well as weather factors that play into population growth right now. Let's take a look at those. You said the housing market is one of them?
Yeah, it's one of the most important. When housing sales, especially for existing homes, are strong in the Midwest and the Northeast, we then tend to see more people able to sell their homes and thereby being able to move to Florida. The other piece is when there is a lot of job growth in the nation in general, it makes people more confident about leaving their existing employment and finding another job. And when we have a lot of job growth in Florida relative to other places, then it's like a magnet. We would attract people. So the combination of the economy and the weather is really a very powerful combination that I think will really cause an acceleration in migration and movement into Florida generally and into Central Florida in particular. There is also something special about the migration into Central Florida. We get a lot of migration from the Northeast and Midwest, of course. We also get a lot of overseas migration from Puerto Rico because, of course, they're U.S. citizens, and so the economy in Puerto Rico hasn't been that great. And so we're seeing a significant flow into Florida, especially into Central Florida, because our job picture has been so strong.
Thank you very much for your time, Hank.
Thank you, Nicole.